Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Ag Daily Weekly Outlook for the week of January 28th, 2019. Markets at this point are a little bit lower across the board. We've got March corn down a penny and three quarters, 378 and a half. New crop December down one and a half at 401 and three quarters. And the wheat, we've got Chicago March down two and a quarter, 517 and three quarters. Kansas City March down 4 cents, 505 and a half. Minneapolis March down penny and a half at 573 and a quarter. And we've got March beans down three and a half, 921 and three quarters. New crop November beans down three and a half as well, 960 and three quarters. Beans have rallied about 4 cents off the low, selling off a little bit earlier. Corn has been drifting in a kind of sideways range here. We're still holding above the 200-day at 402 and a half in the December. Just around there, actually at 402 now, and we've got the March hanging right near the 50 and 100-day moving averages at 377 and a half and 378 and a half. So again, with the lack of outside news, markets have been trading technically and drifting towards these narrowing moving averages. What everyone is watching this week is the Chinese delegation is coming in for talks later the week in D.C. Wednesday and Thursday. Expectations are quite mixed there as far as what kind of progress might be made on those talks, with the constant sticking point being the protection of U.S. companies' intellectual property. Taking a look at the fund positions here, we've got corn funds are net long somewhere over 100,000 contracts, still comfortable to carry that position with the narrowing carryout. And in the wheat and the beans, probably mixed in the wheat there, maybe a little bit short in Chicago, a little bit long in Kansas City, but not much of a position to speak of. And similarly in the beans, they may have taken on a small long position on Friday's rally when the temporary suspension of the government shutdown was announced. We backed off some from that today. Beans had settled above the 200-day moving average at 922 and a half, but now trading right on there at 22 and a half. So again, we'll be interesting to see what side of that average we trade on. Weather is going to be bitterly cold here in the Midwest, although not a whole lot of effect on the markets. Maybe some risk of Midwest winter kill, but there is some pretty decent snow coverage around. In outside markets, we've got the dollar trading just a little bit lower, 95.38, down 8 ticks. Crude oil weaker, trading down 207 a barrel in the March contract at 51.62. And the stock market down 339 points on the day this morning. So, again, markets may be worried a little bit about Chinese slowing economy. Also, Caterpillar announced some bad earnings this morning that kind of lean in on the market as well. But in reality here, markets keeping an eye on a couple of things. Number one, the meetings with China later this week, and also with the government back up and running, the February 8th crop report will go as scheduled, so we may be able to start looking at some actual numbers. Some export sales and flash sales may start to be released, and you know, we will have to look and see if any of those other numbers, the quarterly reports or anything, when those will be scheduled. But hopefully in the next few days we'll be able to start trading off of some actual fundamentals until we get a little bit further down the road and start trading weather. So that's what people will be keeping an eye on this week. If you have any questions for Top Third, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great week.